on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. Join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Hey, thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect. I'm going to introduce you to our next guest here in just a moment. But I want to throw this out. I'm going to be out of town next week at National Religious Broadcasters Convention. Jim Williams, I want to thank him for filling the seat. He's typically on with you Mondays, but he's going to be with you throughout the week. And treat him nice, okay? Appreciate what he does. And we've got a great lineup for next week. You want to be tuned in for that. One other reminder, I like to mention this because it's dropped off the headlines for a lot of people. But the people that experienced the loss and the suffering and what have you, it's a day-to-day thing continuing for many who suffered through the hurricanes from last year in the Carolinas, Florida, Tennessee, and the fires in Southern California. And when that's happening, we let you know about it, and we call your attention to ways you can bring relief to them. I want to remind you, we've left on our website at klyt.fm. Right there on the homepage, there's a banner for Samaritan's Purse with the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, and they sift through the rubble looking for those family mementos. They'll spend time in counseling and just being there to be someone you can lean on, and they'll listen. But if you want to find out more, go to our website at klyt.fm. If you click on that banner, it'll actually take you to the information about the relief efforts for the fires in Southern California. But from there, you can navigate to the rest of their site. Or just go to samaritanspurse.org and find out more. And thank you in advance for those that end up being a part of that relief effort financially, for those who volunteer to be part of the teams that go out and physically get busy and get to work. And thank you for those who've already participated there. Our next guest, a local author, Melissa Doherty, joins us in studio. Melissa, welcome and hello, first time in.
Yeah, it's nice to be here. Nice to talk with you.
And we're going to cover a couple of things that I want to draw the listener towards. And we're going to get to the book. Happy Lies is the name of the book. Tell people about your podcast as well and where they can catch up to you.
Yeah, actually, it's a YouTube channel, and that's mostly where people would know me from, is from YouTube. And, you know, I'm on social media platforms as well, Instagram.
And just do a search for Melissa Doherty.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, there you go. There you go. Yeah. No. M-E-L-I-S-S-A. Doherty is D-O-U-G-H-E-R-T-Y. If you spell it wrong, I'm pretty sure whatever search engine you're using, it will figure it out.
Yeah.
What kind of stuff are you covering on the podcast?
Well, you know, I say that I'm a mixed bag. I do theology, satire, apologetics, anything Jesus related. I also like especially to talk about alternative spiritualities, like in this case, New Age, and what my book is about, which is New Thought.
Okay, New Thought. Yeah. And actually, it was new to me when I forget which episode I watched, but I went on and watched one of your episodes. New Thought. How new is the term?
The term is relatively unknown, but okay. It has a lot more influence than recognition by far.
Okay.
So in fact, I would be as bold to say that even if you're a Christian or not, you know exactly what this is, even if you've never seen it or heard the term, I should say. You have seen it, whether it's in secular society or in the church. And that is actually why I wrote my book, because these are beliefs that I used to believe as a Christian, thinking it was Christian.
Okay.
Yes.
And is this something that a lot of people in the church have believed for a long time, or?
Let me give you some footing here.
Okay.
Yeah. So, a New Thought. Let me define this term a little bit.
Okay.
Some people might confuse it with New Age. It is not the same thing.
Okay.
Think of New Age like the psychic medium, the tarot card reading, transcendental meditation, Reiki.
Yeah.
Yoga.
And actually, every time that I was born in the 60s, raised in the 70s.
Yeah. You're more familiar
with the new, I had my own mantra, which I paid $5 for, by the way. Mm-hmm. And it was super secret, but my brothers ended up having the same one.
Yeah. It's really bad. Yeah. You know, that's the thing though, is that they all claim to be all secret, but everybody knows what it is. And I'm like, man, this is a great selling point, but fails logistically. So, I mean, that's New Age. That's the bucket that it goes into. There's some overlap, but it's more Eastern, like Hinduism, Buddhism. Yeah. Okay. New Thought is, it has a very interesting but complicated history that I'll try not to bore you with too much, but...
bore us.
No, okay, all right. Well, this is like my favorite thing to talk about. I love the history of it. New Thought, whenever you think of New Thought, if I were to describe it in a word, well, two words, it would be metaphysical Christianity.
Okay.
Okay. It postures itself as this positive thinking movement in America with Jesus as its mascot. Okay. One person that's notable that is actually a New Thoughter, but everybody mistakes her for being a New Ager is Oprah Winfrey.
Okay.
Okay. I like to kind of name her to give people a grasp on what this looks like. She says that she's a Christian, but Christians will listen to her and watch her and think, something's off here. What is that? Right. And that's New Thought. She talks about Jesus. She talks about Christ consciousness, manifestation, speaking words into like your words having power, speaking things into existence. The secret with the law of attraction. You have a complete misuse and misunderstanding, I would say, of science. You have neuroscience and the vibrations and frequencies, quantum mysticism, quantum mechanics, these kinds of words thrown around to say, hey, look, this works. Look, if you speak to something, there's a vibrational frequency there that can actually change that material thing. And so it builds on the concept of idealism, which is that the material world around us responds to our mind, which is really what it is. A new thought is about a new way of thinking. It's thoughts are things. That's one of the Ten Commandments for it. But the history of it really goes back to the occult. You're talking about, there's this Swedish scientist that his name is Emanuel Swedenborg. And think of, Elon Musk before he really became really political, right? He was very likable, very, very much known for wearing many hats. And think, imagine Elon Musk, okay, tomorrow going on Twitter, well, X now, making the claim that spirit started contacting him and gave him spiritual information. And now he's going to devote his life to writing about it. That's kind of Emanuel Swedenborg.
Okay.
He was just an inventor, a scientist, and all of a sudden he starts getting these spiritual beings giving him information, and he starts writing them down, and people loved it. This is, by the way, in the 1600s. So you're talking about post-Enlightenment, where people were really, really involved with new sciences and a new way of understanding the world around them, and so they were very interested in a alternative spirituality. And the New Thought movement kind of took grounding after Swedenborg. And most people might know the movement from a man named Phineas Quimby, or even Mary Baker Eddy with Christian Science. That's more of a cult.
Okay.
A cult of New Thought. But the idea is, here's the main ideas I want people to grasp from this movement, is that sickness and health and wealth are your birthright.
Okay.
As human beings, but also... especially if you're Christian. This is to them, this is true Christianity. So think of Gnostic origins. Okay. This is true Christianity. There's a hidden, deeper message within scripture for you as a Christian that you need to tap into. One way to do that is to align with what they call the Christ consciousness. And this is basically the dormant inner divinity within humanity. You are just as much the great I am in the Christ as Jesus is. And they'll take scripture, and this is what really gets people, is that this is what confuses people. The movement will claim, let's just take manifestation, for example, or affirmations. Affirmations are very popular, but most people don't realize the New Thought movement is the originator of affirmations, which are basically New Thought prayers. And the idea is that you're affirming in the now what you want to materialize.
Okay. No, you're right. It's like water out of a fire hose, but it's great.
I was just going to say,
if I'm being transparent, for those of you who go back to this, I just had a flash of Jack Handy and Deep Thoughts, which it's an old thing. But no, I did, in all seriousness, I want to go back to Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah.
And we're close to a break. Mm-hmm. But Oprah Winfrey, The Shack.
Oh.
Does that fall right into New Thought?
Yes and no. I wrote a whole book about New Thought, by the way. So the little bits and pieces that everybody are getting today. I mean, it couldn't.
Happy Lies.
Happy Lies.
Yeah.
It had to be a book because for this reason.
Yeah.
I was actually devastated when I was like, oh, man, I have to write a book. Once I saw this, I'm like, man, because I was a part of this movement as a Christian going to church.
Yeah.
Okay, that's important to say. But
that's an act of love. I mean, really, to pour into that and provide it. I mean,
it was hard. It was the hardest project I've ever done.
And I can't imagine you did it for much more reason than people need to know.
Yes.
There's a truck coming. Get out of the street.
Yeah. 2 years of my life, I wrote. Yeah. I'm doing interviews around Albuquerque. I'm going anywhere, calling. Yeah. You know,
well,
New Thought places. Yeah. And well, The Shack, though, would be more progressive.
Okay.
But I have a whole chapter on progressive Christianity and the alignment it has with New Thought, because I remember me and my friend Elisa Childers, she's coming here with Frank Turek in April. Her lane is progressive Christianity. She's what I would call an expert on the topic. And her and I have this inside joke. Because what I came from and what she came from are two different movements, but why do they look the same?
Yeah.
Right? And there's so many similarities. So universalism, for example, would be a component that they would both believe in. How they would get there is different. But Oprah Winfrey would have loved The Shack. But
hey,
yeah.
Got a quick question. Sure. If the phone rang, would you be able to take
questions? Oh, sure.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. So if you're listening and yeah, right? And we have another segment left, so there's some time. If you want to call in, the number is 505-338-5790. Melissa Doherty's here with us, author of New Lies and New Thought. Is essentially more or less our topic.
The whole book is about the New Thought movement.
Happy Lies is the name of the book. The podcast is on YouTube. You can just search for Melissa Doherty on YouTube. I'm going to go watch more. It's kind of like what we're hearing here.
Yeah.
Although I didn't find satire yet. I want to go find the
I just released two satire videos.
So I'm going to want to go check that out.
I think I'm funny, I guess.
We're going to take a quick break and come back with more with Melissa right after this. And by the way, the phone number is 505-338-5790. Thanks to Jared, our engineer. I almost made him push the button. We'll come back after the break on ABQ Connect.
You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect. Join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
All right. And still working on getting that. It's a Google number that we have for our text, and we're having issues. So just call and talk to Melissa today if you've got a question on our topic of New Thought. Really, the subject of the book, Happy Lies, by Melissa Doherty. The number again is 505-338-5790. And actually, before we jump back into our conversation, I did want to let you know about some things on the way. And Melissa hinted at it when she brought up her friend. And coming up in... let me see. It's
April 5th.
April 5th. You got it faster than I did. And by the way, I'm on the Calvary website at calvarynm.church under events. The Unshaken Conference is on the way. Alyssa Childers will be a part of that. Frank Turek is coming. And Natasha...
Crane.
And we're going to be talking to all... at least Natasha and Frank, and hopefully Alyssa will be able to work out getting her onto that conversation as well. When it draws near, we'll let you know about that. But go to calvarynm.church under events and find out about the Unshaken Conference. The other one I wanted to mention, because you brought up progressive Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
Reclaim Conference is happening at New Covenant mm-hmm. Church on Paseo del Norte between Wyoming and Louisiana. It's actually on Holly, a block north of Paseo. But if you're driving by, it's real close to Wax and Goodwill on Paseo del Norte or Holly. Google, map it, however you do your map. And the guest there will be Brian Osborne from Answers in Genesis, Dr. Richard Howell.
That's my professor.
It is.
Yeah, from Southern Evangelical.
Southern Evangelical Seminary. And then locally, Pastor Mike Selecki is part of that from Redemption Hill Church over on the west side, and Pastor Dave DeShop from New Covenant Church. You'll find out about the Reclaim Conference that's happening Friday and Saturday, February 28th. So not this weekend, the following weekend, February 28th and March 1st. Go to nccabq.org. There you go. So, Melissa, let's dive back into, and by the way, the phone lines, if you have a question, again, 505-338-5790. What is maybe the most surprising thing that Christians are reading about in Happy Lies and going, man, I was getting caught up in it, man.
Man, that's a tough question. Because, I mean, let's see. I have to educate the reader. So, like, the first is the history, which is insanely fascinating, in my opinion. I just think that's so interesting to know the origins of it. And seeing the lines being drawn, you know, then a chapter on relativism, self-help.
The enemy is crafty.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And we turn around, you know.
It's made to look Christian. That's the idea.
Well, okay, so let me go another way. Maybe an easier question. I feel like I know the answer, but Christians that are hearing this in like, man, how, you know, what's the litmus? You know, how do I avoid? I'm going to let you answer. But I have a feeling I know how to protect yourself from falling into this.
Well, I mean, I think that, well, to go back a little bit, I would say the health and wealth teachings are the most jarring, because there are, well, for example, your words having power.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're thinking, oh, there's a Bible verse for that. Right. And that's really what can get them in a theological chokehold. And to segue into your answer or your question, to answer it is one of the best ways that we can really know what this is first to know what this is. Uh-huh. You know, because sometimes we'll grapple with this and think, oh, something's off. I don't know what that is. It's not progressive Christianity. It's not this. What is this? And so that's why, you know, I kind of tried to bring clarity, but also exegetically knowing scripture.
Yeah. That's actually where I was going to go.
It's so simple.
The old illustration of the Secret Service and you know, how do you tell if it's a counterfeit, and handling it and holding it and touching it and knowing it, so when the...
And also knowing what is a false one, though, too.
Right.
I would say, you know, kind of like a doctor who studies healthy bodies. Like, if they only studied healthy bodies,
then they would know.
But you can't diagnose it.
Right.
So, okay. Like, yeah, there you can see, oh, yeah, you know, you have these symptoms.
Yeah.
Oh, something's wrong, but I can't tell you what that is. That would be a bad doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that there's a balance there for sure. But it's one thing that this movement was known for. Okay, this is also very important. You know how when you can be in maybe a Bible group, right, and you're all gathered together and you're reading scripture, and somebody goes around and they read a scripture and they're like, well, what does that verse mean to you? This is very interesting. This is a very interesting question, and this is a new question. This is something that I would say is 200 years old. That's not really a way to read scripture. What you want to do is draw from it what it actually means in its context. Who wrote it? Why did they write it? Who did they write that to? And these are things that would fundamentally help us understand what that verse is actually meaning, minus the... okay, well, I'm going to put my meaning in there and try to insert myself into scripture and see what that means to me.
Uh-huh.
I think that's part of the problem. But this movement was known for that kind of answers within kind of mentality. You are the authority. What does that mean to you? And it takes away the authority of God.
Right.
And what this movement does is it makes it that you share that authority with him. It's not that you have it completely. It's, oh, he wants you to have this authority. He wants you to trust your feelings and your emotions, which, again, is very much what this movement is.
If you know scripture, you know that's a false.
I know, but they, yeah. And so, again, that's the idea, though, is there's a lot of authority given to feelings and emotions.
Yeah.
And the fact that that's how the Holy Spirit works, right? And we have hearts in our chest, you know, as C.S. Lewis says, we have this feelings and emotions are great and wonderful, and we should be able to be in tune with those.
Well, that's where the testimonials from people go, no, let me tell you. You know?
Yes, the experience, yes, equaling your truth. There's a whole section on my book on that. It's mysticism. The idea, the best way I can define mysticism, which isn't all bad. I think that Christians, people hear that and they think, oh, New Age or something. Actually, the fact that we have an experience with God is a good thing.
Yeah.
But then that equals your truth.
Yes. Well, and kind of along the same lines, I have to tell you, a long time ago, I read a book called The God Makers. I don't know if you're familiar with it.
It sounds familiar.
It's on the Mormon Church.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah.
And I read through it and I was like, I was a very young Christian when I read that. And I remember thinking, man, is that sci-fi or what?
Yeah, it's out there.
But then, you know, I start going through our eschatology and I'm like, well, you know, ours is too, but ours is the right sci-fi. You know, it's not fiction. It's science truth.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, we can hear we're at the end here. Melissa Doherty's been our guest. Happy Lies is the book. You'll find out more about New Thought and metaphysical Christianity is what we've been talking about. Melissa, we'll have to have you back. Thanks for your time.
Yeah,
Happy Lies 2?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. All right. Thanks for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.